from 4 till 7.
105 Drive with Julian Clover.
Cambridge 105.
29 minutes past 5. After 6 o'clock, we're going to be doing the unsigned chart, the midweek view. I've just downloaded the artists who are going to be comprising the top 5 at this, the midweek point. And I have to say, it's one of those horrible, horrible weeks when one particular artist hasn't even voted for themselves. We'll find out who that is after 6 o'clock. But right now, we're going to speak to Zina Moore. Zina is no ordinary healthcare assistant. She's raised money for CAMSight and has just returned from volunteering in West Africa for International Service to help sponsor a child for handicap Solidaire Burkina. This month, she starts a graduate medicine course at Cambridge University. Hello, Zina. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for inviting me.
Absolute pleasure. I don't know where to start, really. I'm slightly concerned about how you fit it all in.
It's been one amazing year, and yes, very, very busy.
And you've been working all the way up to sort of June, July time, was it, before you went out to Burkina Faso?
Yes, right up into the last minute. So I left for Burkina Faso on the 1st of July, and I came back on Saturday morning, arriving back on Saturday morning. So I was working up right into the last minute as a healthcare assistant on the major trauma ward in Addenbrooke. It was a job I really loved, so it was really sad to leave.
So you had to give it up in order to do it, to go travelling, did you, in order to do the work in Burkina Faso?
I did, yes, but I knew that I would have to give it up anyway because I would be starting the graduate medicine course.
Yeah, we'll come to that in a little while. Are you enjoying the weather, though, now you're back? It's nice, isn't it?
It's lovely. It's such a novelty to have a climate that's just a little bit cooler and a bit greyer.
What sort of temperatures were we getting then in Burkina Faso? How hot actually was it?
It was scorching. The hottest, I think, when I was there was 42 degrees Celsius, but it usually stayed around the mid-30s. And it was monsoon season as well, so when the rain came, it really rained, and it also made it a little bit fresher as well.
I've just looked it up. I noticed a bit chilly today.
Is it a bit
chilly? Yeah, 32 Celsius, so not what you might normally expect from that. What drew you to the country, though, in the first place?
Well, when I knew I was going to go to Burkina Faso, I was assigned to Burkina Faso. So I applied to International Service. They have a scheme for 18 to 25-year-olds to go to a developing country and do real international development work there. And they had 4 countries to choose from. And each country had different NGOs who they were working with, who specialised in different areas, and they assigned me to Burkina Faso because of the skills I had, I guess.
And that's the medical skills, presumably, picked up in the healthcare role?
Yes, I guess so. The non-governmental organisation I was working with works with disabled people, and they do lots of different projects, and one of their projects, my medical experience hopefully helped a little bit there.
Well, what are the other countries which you could have chosen to go and visit?
There were Palestine, and there was Ghana, and there was also Bolivia, and Burkina Faso was the 4th.
I have a friend of mine actually who's off to Palestine in a few weeks. I might have to get her in for a discussion as well. She doesn't know it yet, so in case she's listening, she's probably worrying at the moment as to what I'm going to do to her. But Burkina Faso, though, it seems like a bit of a country of contradictions. It's got significant gold reserves, and yet the UN describes it as the 3rd poorest country in the world. And it's difficult to balance that out. What did you see? Did you see that contradiction firsthand at all?
My experience firsthand of that was talking to the people I was working with there, so the nationals who lived there, and their experience of that divide and that distribution of wealth, how lopsided that distribution was. So mainly from talking to them, and also travelling around the city and travelling around the country, you found pockets. It was mainly, the area was mainly quite very, very poor, obviously being the world's 3rd poorest country, but there were pockets which were highly developed, big houses, big windows, guards outside, and from seeing that from the outside,
So they'll be the people with their window onto the gold reserves, of course, whilst, you know, vast, yes, you know, quantities of the rest of the country have to scrimp, save and suffer.
Yes, definitely. Definitely. There was a huge misdistribution of wealth.
I'm just wondering, you know, did you feel safe there? Because, you know, they have this spat going on, I think, with the Ivory Coast, which has basically accused its northern neighbour of backing rebels. And then Burkina Faso has started accusing the Ivory Coast of mistreating expats there. So it doesn't sort of, you know, doesn't bode well. And then, of course, you know, we hear about, you know, what's happening in the news over in Kenya. It must, you know, make you feel really uncomfortable.
Yeah, I think in the media here and internationally, there's so much reported about political instability, and also Malawi as well. When we were when we were there over these few 3 months, the Mali elections were going on as well. But International Service looked after us as volunteers very well, so that we were restricted in the areas that we were allowed to visit, and they kept us as safe as they possibly could. And the foreign office here had given us advice about where was and was not safe to go. So in that sense, we felt very well looked after and very well informed in what is a good idea to do and what's not sensible to do.
It's interesting, really. Do you think that perhaps when things are reported in that part of the world, that we maybe concentrate on, say, the political issues and don't actually concentrate enough on what's happening to the people at the centre of it all?
Yeah, I think sometimes that does happen very much. Maybe the bias should be, I think it's important to report political issues, but also what's happening on the ground, what's happening to the population there, because the political system doesn't necessarily represent what the popular opinion is. And I hope, and I also feel, that there is more emphasis on the population and on the public in Burkina Faso, especially with the programme that I was with, the International Service programme, raising awareness, bringing people from overseas to work there and finding out what it's like to be a Burkinabe. I think hopefully the awareness is being raised of what it's really like to live there as a person, as a family.
And now you're back and you're going to be continuing some of the fundraising for that cause. What are you going to be doing?
Well, hopefully my old school will let me...
Which is where?
It's in Chester. It's King's School, Chester. Hopefully they'll let me do a talk there. And I felt it was important to do a talk at the school because I've set up Sponsor a Child scheme, and I thought it would be relevant and really interesting to the old pupils and my teachers and their families as well. So it would be great to go and speak at the school, and also to give the presentation to other schools in Cambridge as well, where I now live. It would be fantastic to get them involved and engaged in Sponsor a Child work, and hopefully as well just talk to the people in my community and get everybody engaged as much as possible.
And studies as well. The next stage is presumably you're looking to become a doctor, is that right?
Hopefully, if they let me by the end of the 4 years.
That was going to be my next question as to how long that takes. Does the fact that you've done the healthcare role previously, does that sort of obviously give you a medical grounding, but it doesn't reduce presumably the length of time that you need to study to be a doctor?
No, what reduced the length of time is I've already done a degree. I've done a degree in physics at Durham, and because I'm already a graduate, I could apply to this fast track graduate scheme.
Doesn't so 4 years is actually shortened.
Yes.
So how long should it be?
Well, at Cambridge it should be 6 years, but generally it should be five. So
you got two off for good behaviour. That's good.
It's going to be useful, I think, having the extra year taken off.
Yeah. Well, I hope it all goes well. And when do you start? When do you sort of start? When is the first lesson? I suppose.
I start school a week today.
Okay, well, best of luck for that, and thanks very much for coming in, and for, you know, well done on what you've done so far. You've picked a song for us.
I have.
What would you like?
I would really like Aretha Franklin, R-E-S-P-E-C-T.